ExpressRedSin.com.
It's only taken at least a year, Edna, to find us time, you and I, to sit. Okay, not a year. It's taken a while. Anyway, here we are. And you're a person, a woman of a number of talents and a number of enterprises. The thing that I really wanted to speak with you about, and by the way, listeners on our gallery section will be the paintings and the drawings that we're now talking about, was to talk about your artwork. And the most present artwork of yours that I know of is the piece that hangs in the entrance to Kol Neshama. And it's a long piece. It's an old piece. It's been in Kol Neshama for a long, long time. And it looks almost like Chinese or Japanese brush stroking. And I'm wondering if you can describe it, because we'll have it on our gallery. People can be looking at it, and you can tell us about it.
Okay. The piece at Kol Neshama, there's a connection to it, to another piece I did for Kol Neshama, which is the Ner Tamid, the Eternal Light, which is in the shape of a triangle. It's glass. And that has the first words. It has Kol Neshama Te'alelya. So every breath praises God. And then the painting that you're referring to is Hallelujah, which is the end of the psalm. So the Hallelujah is indeed inspired by Japanese. My teacher had a Japanese teacher in California, and he introduced me to abstract Japanese calligraphy. And it was his idea, instead of teaching me Japanese characters, which I can't read, to use my Hebrew characters. So it was inspired by him. His name is Yoshi Ikazaki. And so I started doing paintings that just involved the Hebrew letters. And there was a lot of experimentation how I could combine the different letters. That piece that was done, it's very large. It's done on handmade paper, and it's vertical with the letters of Hallelujah, and they're joined, but they're quite legible. It's done on a scroll, which was mounted in Japan, as the scrolls and the Chinese and the Japanese scrolls are, and that's basically, it was done in 1992. And it's been hanging there, I believe, last at least 10, 12 years. It's black on beige, and beige handmade paper, which is also Japanese. And it was done all at once. In other words, the way I work, especially when I work in that medium, is I meditate, basically, and then come out of the meditation and just do it. So it's not something I tried over and over, but it's something that you hope is just going to come out okay because it's on special paper. So that's basically the history of that piece.
Did you make the paper? I know at one point you were doing paper making.
No, I am a paper maker. I did not make that paper. A lot of the paper that I make comes out very uneven, so that I tend to use a lot of what I make in collage, because I can't be assured that the paper will come out either thick enough or strong enough to be able to use it for calligraphy. So no, that is bought handmade paper.
One other technical question, do you use Japanese brushes?
Yes. But in addition, I'm very experimental. So I do use Japanese brushes. I collect them. I also use all different kinds of brushes, because on that piece in particular, the letters are very large. I use like house painting brushes. I mean, really large, thick house painting brushes, and a variety of other things. I like to experiment. So that's...
Now, we'll have a second painting, which you will choose, and if you can imagine it or meditate on it, can you explain to us what we're looking at in the second painting or drawing, and how do you differentiate?
I guess a next collection of work I've done, I've done is I continued my search for different kinds of Hebrew letter forms. So I decided that as artists have done in Japanese art forms and Japanese calligraphy, I went back to ancient Hebrew letter forms. And so I went back to ancient Hebrew. Actually, my idea was to do rubbings of ancient Hebrew inscriptions. But actually, I found very few of them because the Jews just didn't do that. The Greeks did it, the Samaritans did it, but the Jews didn't tend to do it. So I found a few of them, which I was given permission to do rubbings of. One very famous one was the Tel Dan stone, which was found at Tel Dan,
which we did a program on not long ago with Gila Cook.
Okay. The professor who found that stone, Avram Biran, had just found it. And I was lucky enough to come to him before it went to the museum. And it was just sitting in his office in an orange crate. And I said, you know, can I rub it? And he said, do it now, because once it goes to the museum, you'll never get your hands on it. And he was correct. I did a number of rubbings. And then I came back to him at a later date, and he had found another piece. So that the former pieces are just the one piece of the inscription, and then the second set of pieces have both sets of the inscription. What I did with the inscriptions on the originals, I used the rubbing, basically Japanese brush strokes. Some of them I imitated the letters, but mainly Japanese brush strokes, so they're very abstract. Other ones, I took the rubbing and I had silk screen made out of it, and I was able to really use color. And use this, you know, have the silk screen done in different colors, so I could have more of a contrast with the Japanese brushstrokes. So that's an exhibition called Dialogue with Ancient Inscriptions, and it was really a dialogue for me, you know, from my roots. So that was the progression of the work from the work you mentioned first.
I know you've been to Japan to. Do you go there to learn? Do you go there to exhibit? Do you go there to rest and recreation?
The Japanese influence artwork that I studied with Yoshi was in California. He's a visiting professor, and that's where I met him, was in L.A. So I worked together for the time that he lived in L.A. and I lived in L.A. Later on, it was at his suggestion to give me an exhibition in Japan that I went to Japan. So I've only been there one time to have an exhibition. I did the first exhibition in his hometown of Kitakyushu, and then I took it to Tokyo. I did it in the Jewish Community Center there.
And do you work in regular, what I would think of as regular painting, like, you know, watercolors and oils and that in those media as well?
What I'm doing now is a departure from the Japanese painting. My most recent work is I'm doing printing. So I've taken the brush strokes into printing. So now they're the opposite. Where I used to have black brush strokes, I now have white brush strokes. So it's the opposite of what I was doing before. Mainly etchings. The Japanese brushstrokes are mainly in etchings, but I'm also doing collagraphs where I get a lot of texture, so I really like that, and lino cuts with the collage.
Is there much appreciation or understanding here in Israel of Oriental or Asian Japanese artwork?
I think now, today, there's much more appreciation than there was, say, when I started 15 years ago. I think what attracts people in mine is the combination between the Judaica and the Japanese. In other words, Judeo-Japanese, what they call it. Yeah, exactly. There was an expression for it. So I think it's the combination now. I think there are more people who are doing that type of work. I know a famous, a very accomplished calligrapher now who went to study in Japan, so there's more of an appreciation of that kind of combination today.
How about the calligraphy, not Jewish, that's not Hebrew, that's also in our neighborhood, the Arab calligraphy? There's a lot of emphasis in Islamic art on using the letters and using the form of the letters to create art. Does that attract you? Have you done any of that or interested in that?
Not really. I don't read Arabic. I have always encouraged the students that I've taught Hebrew calligraphy to learn how to read Hebrew. I don't think you can work with letters that you don't really read, that you need to understand what you're doing. I don't read Arabic, so I wouldn't use Arabic. Limit myself to English and Hebrew.
Is there anything else about your artwork that you would like to share with us? Okay, that sounds like a...
No, I'm mainly involved in the printing now, and I really love it. It's a very laborious process, but I love it. So I go to Tel Aviv to work in a print workshop at the artist's house. And it's my special time to work in printing. I haven't gone back to the painting for a long time.
Wonderful. Let us know when you do. Thank you very much, Edna Meron Wapner, here in the busy Rehova Palmach in Jerusalem.